Hey everybody, this is Jeremy Foster and back with another episode of Tidbits for Code and Node. I'm going to show you a little known feature of Code right now, so let's go ahead and jump right in. I'm going to open my command prompt. I'm going to go to a temporary directory that I like to work in, create myself a new project called My Project, and then I'm going to open that project in Visual Studio Code using the code command. While I'm in here, let's just go ahead and create me a file called index.js. As you may or may not know, index.js is one of the default names for a Node project. So by using index.js, it allows me to take advantage of an assumption that the Node engine is going to take. I'll show you more on that in just a little bit. Let's do about the easiest thing in the world here and do a hello world. Save that. And it's asking me where to save it. Of course, it's going to put it in my project as index.js. So I'm saving that. I'm jumping back to my command line, and now I'm going to move into my project and say node this folder. I could have actually, by the way, stayed out of the directory, and I can say node my project, and it's going to launch that project. That's because I use the index.js. It's the default file, and so if I node a folder, it knows, Node knows to look for the index.js file in that folder. So I can either do node my project, or I can go into my project and use node dot. But either way, it's executed that. So you can see that it's done a hello world. That's what we're expecting. Now let's go ahead and replace hello world with something that is particular to Node, and that is the variable __ dirname. This variable represents the directory that we're currently running in. So I'll save that. Notice the squiggly and the light bulb there, but we'll get to that in a second. Now let me go ahead and run this, and you'll see that it has executed the command exactly like I said, and that the directory name is correct. It's my project. That's where my file is running. So it's correct, but why is Visual Studio Code saying, I don't understand this __ dirname? And that's because it hasn't loaded any type information about the environment that it's in, about Node. And you may know this already, but I can go down to this light bulb and I can download the type definition file. And those are downloaded for me. And if I go into my project and look, I get a typings folder. If I go into the typings folder, I have a Node folder. And if I go into the Node folder, I have a node.d.ts. Well, the thing that I want to show you is that, yes, you can use Visual Studio Code's reactive helper to say, I recognize you're writing something that is Node, this __ dirname. I can bring in the Node typings for you. Or the other thing you can do is you can do it explicitly. So I can go tell it, hey, I'm going to be using Node, or hey, I'm going to be using some other project, some other module in Node, and I want you to bring in the typings file for that. So let's go ahead and jump back, and instead of using dirname, I'm going to say var express equals, let me jump over to my code, var express equals require express, and now it's fine with that. It's not giving me any complaints, but it also doesn't have the ability to help me out with whatever is inside of express. It's all hidden in there. It doesn't know anything about this express module. So let me go ahead and go to my command line. If you haven't already, you need to npm install tsd. And that's the module that we need to install. And we want to do that globally because this is a utility. Node kind of spans two worlds. npm kind of spans two worlds. So does Node. You use npm to pull in modules, packages that contain modules that you want to use in your project as application dependencies. You also, however, use it to bring in modules that you want to use on the command line, things that help you out. There are a lot of these, and you'll install them as a -g because it's something that you're going to use from anywhere, not just in this specific folder. So I'm going to go ahead and npm install tsd-g. Actually, I already have. So in fact, I'm going to list my global npm packages with a depth of 0 so you can see what I have installed. This is going to pull back a few different global packages, and tsd at 0.6.4 is one of them. So now I have the ability to run the tsd command. Now, if I run it by itself, of course, it's going to say, hey, you didn't use it right. Here's the help. But I'm going to show you how to use it. I'm going to go ahead and query Express and see if there's anything in TSD called Express. Now, it's actually pulling these out of GitHub. This is the nice thing about TSD is that it's not providing all of the definitions within the project, so that you have to make sure you stay up to date with it. It's actually just going out to GitHub and looking at the definitely typed project and at all the definitions, all of the .d.ts files that define various popular libraries. And there's a lot of them. Let's take a look at a couple of them. So here I just did a TSD query express, and you can see that it has that. I'm going to TSD query moment, and you can see that it has moment, which is in GitHub, with the GitHub username moment and the package is moment. So now I can, now notice I'm inside of typings inside of Node, so I'm going to go ahead and climb back up to the My Project folder, and now I'm going to say TSD, and I'm going to install Express. And let's see what the actual effect of that is. It's running, and it has done it. And so now let me go into my typings. And you can see that I now have Express installed as one of my typings. I also have MIME and Serve Static, which it's installed. And if I go into Express, you can see that I have an express.d.ts. Now, these are recognized inside of Visual Studio as well. And Visual Studio Code is able to use these as its IntelliSense. So when I do express dot, now this hasn't taken effect right now. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of time for it to actually take its effect inside of Visual Studio Code. But what you're going to get is you're going to get full IntelliSense for the express module. And if, in fact, I wanted to bring in moment and I wanted full IntelliSense for the moment module, then I would do the same thing, come back out here and TSD install moment. It's going to pull that one in. And now inside of typings, I'm going to have not just Express, but I'm also going to have, wait for it. Okay, it looks like it's been pulled in, and I don't see it. You know what? I did that inside of the Express folder. That was not the right thing to do. I'm going to try that again. TSD install moment should appear in here. There it is. Now I have the moment-node and the moment-d.ts files. And if this took effect instantly, which I've known it in the past to do, I may have some issue with mine right now, and that's why it's not pulling them in right away. But it will pull in this type file, type information, so that you instantly have access to those. So that's this tidbit on Code and Node. Hope you enjoy it. See you on the next one.